From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm Ross Reynolds. Today, the Obama administration released formerly classified documents outlining a once-secret program of the National Security Agency that's collecting the records of all domestic phone calls in the United States. Top officials from the agency are testifying before the Senate Judiciary Committee today. For 31 years, journalist James Bamford has been writing about the National Security Agency and the threats he sees it posing to our privacy. The New Yorker calls him the NSA's chronicler-in-chief. James Bamford's books include The Puzzle Palace, Body of Secrets, A Pretext for War, and The Shadow Factory, The Ultra-Secret NSA. James Bamford, thank you for talking to us today.
My pleasure, Ross.
Maybe you could put into context the release of this information today from the National Security Agency. Is this a significant release?
Well, the information the NSA released today basically is the underpinning for the original documents released by Snowden. What it does is that it tries to explain to Congress what the program is in terms of the gaining access to both email and telephone metadata. In other words, getting access to everybody's telephone records and everybody's email communications, just the to and from, basically, not the content.
James Bamford, do we know what the National Security Agency has been using all this information it's been gathering about us for?
Well, it says it's been gathering it to prevent terrorism, but there isn't much evidence that they've ever had much success in using it for that. Matter of fact, Senator Leahy today cast a great doubt on whether they've solved any cases using this metadata, although the NSA keeps claiming that they've done 50 cases. And today, Senator Leahy, who's seen all the evidence, doesn't believe it. So I don't think they've really succeeded in doing very much with all this data. It's just this mindset of collect, collect, collect. When in doubt, keep collecting more data. But, you know, the results are out there. They missed, after 9/11, they missed the underwear bomber, Christmas Day bomber over Detroit. Totally missed that. They missed the Times Square bomber, even though he's communicating back and forth to Pakistan. And then they missed the Boston bombers, even though they were communicating back and forth to Dagestan and to Chechnya and other places. And the Russians had alerted the U.S. to their possible involvement in violence. So you're collecting all this information. You've got this giant, enormous electronic haystack, and you're trying to find this needle, and they keep throwing more and more electronic hay on it. So it makes it more and more difficult to find that needle, and they keep missing the needle.
You know, at a press conference recently, President Obama was at pains to say that the National Security Administration is not listening to phone calls. They're just gathering information about where the calls were to, when they were made, and how long they lasted. Your recent story on this in the New York Review of Books is titled, How They Know Much More Than You Think. What do you mean by that? What do they know more than we think they know?
Well, there's the program is just enormous in terms of their collection, and it's the way that they collect. People have this image from watching old TV shows or movies that eavesdropping is done by some FBI agent climbing a telephone pole and attaching a couple of alligator clips or having the telephone company, you know, put a tap on somebody's line. That's not how it's done. It's wholesale eavesdropping where they actually put these electronic computerized bugs, basically, at the key nodes around the country where all the communications converges. And by doing that, they're able to get all communications and filter it through these computerized electronic filters to look what they want and what they want. And the problem is they keep lying about what they're doing. I mean, during the entire warrantless eavesdropping program, you have President Bush coming out and said, we get a warrant every time we're looking for somebody, and it turns out they weren't getting warrants during this whole program. And now, you know, you have the NSA saying that this program has protected us from all these 50 different cases, and then you get Senator Leahy saying, well, it hasn't done that. So it's a question of veracity. You know, these are the people that are in charge of secretly eavesdropping on enormous amounts of American communications, and if you can't trust them to tell you the truth, then you know, we're in a very serious position.
James Bamford has been covering the National Security Agency for 31 years, beginning back when it was largely unknown, right up until today, when revelations about gathering phone information on all Americans have become front page news. James, a lot of what we learned recently has come courtesy of a former federal contractor, Edward Snowden, who released data about the indiscriminate information gathering from the NSA. He's hiding out in Moscow. What's your take on his action? Do you think it's going to encourage others, discourage others?
I think it'll probably do both. I think there'll be some people that will be encouraged by it. I think he was encouraged by what Manning did. So I think these things have a tendency to increase to some degree people's anger or what's going on, and deciding to take a step like Snowden did after Manning. Other cases, there'll be people who will be afraid because of what Snowden was going through. I mean, he's in this sort of bizarre limbo for over a month now at the transit lounge in Moscow airport.
Bradley Manning was not convicted of one of the most serious charges against him, and I've been hearing that this is actually a great relief for people who cover national security, because that may have ended up catching up journalists like yourself in prosecution. Is that your take?
Yeah, and the matter of fact, the government looked like it was heading in that direction with some of the cases it was bringing. Again, this administration, the Obama administration, has brought over 6 times more cases, leak cases, than all the other administrations combined prior to this one. So there was this enormous crackdown, and a lot of it is just useless. It's I've worked on a case involving Thomas Drake, a very high-ranking NSA official who was charged with 5 felony counts for leaking and having information and so forth that he wasn't supposed to have. And they were going to put him in jail for 35 years. Well, I was a consultant on the case, and we were able to show that all that information that they were alleging that he had was unclassified information that had never been classified and that was in the public domain. And they ended up dropping the entire case against him. So it's just this enormous emphasis on leaks without really paying attention to what the information is all about. I mean, you've got enormous amounts of information that's causing a national debate now by Snowden. If he hadn't leaked it, nobody would know that the NSA was doing all these things.
As a journalist who's covered the NSA since 1982, James Bamford, how do you keep your information secret? Are there concerns that some of this information gathering might be used against you as a journalist who's been publishing a lot of revelations about this?
Well, my very first book, The Puzzle Palace, which came out in 1982, they did threaten me twice with prosecution. Problem was I didn't violate any law, so they couldn't really prosecute me on anything. But I do worry about that, since I've written more than anybody else in history on NSA. And I worry about it all the time. I take great precautions on meeting sources, and I never interview sources over the telephone. I never interview sources over the email, and all the writing I've done since 1982. I've never had a source ever be arrested or prosecuted or charged in any way.
Do you suspect or know that you're being watched and monitored?
Well, you know, I'm such a known quantity. I've been doing this for a long time. All they have to do is wait a little while, and whatever it is I'm writing, they'll be able to buy in the news stores or watch on television. So I may be or I may not be. I don't know. But if I was a paranoid person, I never could do the kind of writing I do, so I don't really pay too much attention to it. What I do do is be very careful and protecting sources, but in terms of you know, meeting people in the back of public garages and things, I don't go that route.
James Bamford, I read your cover story in Wired magazine last year about the new 1 million square foot NSA data center that was being built at the time in Bluffdale, Utah. How will that data center expand the NSA's knowledge? Do we have anything idea what's going on inside that very big black box?
Well, I think this the revelations from Snowden are sort of the second piece in that puzzle there. I wrote about the fact that they were building this enormous 1 million square foot data center, biggest one in the world. And I wrote about how the NSA was expanding its infrastructure enormously around the world. And then what we find out from Edward Snowden basically is why they needed all this data, storage space for data. It's because of all this enormous amounts of data that they're collecting, the PRISM program, the telephone metadata program, this new program that was just revealed today, Scorekeeper, I think it was. So you've got all these programs that gather this information, and they need some place to store it all. You're talking about billions and billions of communications from internet, telephone, and email.
You know, some people hear these stories and they assume that because they're not terrorists, they're not criminals, they have nothing to fear from government gathering their information. Are they being naive, James Bamford?
Oh, very naive. Yeah, it's one of the silliest attitudes that people have, because there's so many people that are on this watch list. The watch list now is 875,000 names. You think there's 875,000 terrorists around? Ted Kennedy was on that list. Took him 3 months to get off the do not fly list. They have so many mistakes, so many errors, so many people on there that shouldn't be on there. And a lot of people will have no idea that they're on there, but their son or daughter might apply to Annapolis or West Point, or they may apply for a Small Business Administration loan, or they may try to get a job in the U.S. government or whatever, and all of a sudden they're turned down, and they're not told why, but it could easily be because their name is on one of these watch lists. And, you know, before the SBA gives out a loan, or before Annapolis hires, or rather admits a new cadet, and they check these, they run these names through various databases, and if the name is on a watch list, the person's not going to be getting in. So there's a lot of ways that people, average people, who think they've done nothing wrong, suppose your son or daughter calls doing a paper on North Korea, and they're trying to get some information, and they call the North Korean mission in New York, the UN mission. Well, now you're probably going to be on a watch list because somebody telephoned the North Korean mission. So there's a lot of ways, and I think it's very naive and actually harmful for people to think that if I'm not doing anything wrong, then fine, let them do whatever they want.
Well, it's creepy to think that things you're doing just in the course of your life are being observed by a national security agency. But is there any inkling or suggestion that all this information is being misused, as information has been misused by governments in the past to somehow undermine opposition or do other nefarious things aside from trying to prevent terrorism?
Well, I think it's being misused in the sense that they're gathering the data and nobody knows what they're actually doing with it. I mean, for this phone call we're talking on now is being the two links here, your phone number and my phone number, the fact that we're talking and how long we're talking and all that information will be collected almost instantaneously by NSA and stored for the next 5 years. I mean, to me, that's not the way a democracy is supposed to work, and that's the way George Orwell, I mean, it goes well beyond what George Orwell wrote about in 1984. So you've got to find a balance, and the balance here is it's way out of whack. All this focus on counterterrorism, where they can do anything they want in terms of getting access to data and so forth, when in reality the terrorist threat is minor compared to these other threats that we have, such as the threats from guns. Yet here in this country, you can't walk onto an airplane with a bottle of shampoo, but you can go to a gun store and buy as many assault weapons as you want. That just doesn't make sense. We've got to have a rebalancing of our priorities when it comes to threats.
James Banford, national security officials have had to make some embarrassing backtracking. Oh, we don't do indiscriminate gathering of information. Oh, I guess we do indiscriminate gathering of information about everybody. On the political front, is there any sign that those in Congress who are really upset with this have any traction in getting any of this changed?
Well, it's they've had enormous traction. 2 months ago, say in May, before Snowden appeared on the scene, there probably would have been two votes in the House against approving NSA's activities, which would have been Senator Ron Wyden and Senator Udall, for example. And then you just had this vote the other day where you had almost a majority. It was only seven votes short of a majority for getting rid of NSA's collection of telephone metadata and all that. So you've had this enormous sea change, and also in the public. The public, for the first time, is waking up to the fact that maybe they should start paying attention to this this activity. So I think there's been, as someone who's watched this for decades, there's been a sea change.
James Banford, we really appreciate you talking to us today. We've learned a lot.
Well, I appreciate it. Good to be on your show. Thanks very much.
Journalist James Banford, he's been covering the National Security Agency for 31 years. His books include The Puzzle Palace and The Shadow Factory. His new article in the New York Review of Books titled They Know Much More Than You Think, we have a link to that at our webpage, kuow.org. I'm Ross Reynolds.